True. I'm going to play. Put my headphones back on here. The old switcheroo. The old switcheroo. And we'll get these right back on my head. And we will commence with the rest of our set. Well, we'll switch back in a moment. How y'all doing out there tonight? Ooh. Oh, I forgot. Wait. Oh, how y'all doing out there tonight? There we go. Woo! Awesome. Glad to hear it. Me too. Okay, we're going to play a really sad song now. So, grab some tissues.
We first met in a tiny hotel room. Offering me drugs for my time. I've been meeting these guys for a year now, just a way to get out of my mind. But this man was so smart, I forgave him. Still try to remember. Sex made the world feel alright. But one night I forgot all he taught me. I begged him to come or take my own. took off when I was just a baby. He couldn't handle three kids and a wife. Strange how they both show up in November. Decades between them, but both still.
So we're going to switch back right now. Excuse me for a moment. So what do I got to do? I got to take this back to you. Got that. Much smoother the second time around. So we got three more songs if we get through. Cool. And we're going to bring you back up. We're bringing you back up now. We're not going to leave you down there in a pool of tears, your own tears, wallowing in it. Nope, we're going to take you right out of that mood right now with a song called Hormonal Changes. One, two, one, two, three, four!
Full of doubt and shame, full of
No, I think that's something we can all relate to, hormonal changes. And by the way, Hormonal Changes is now available to be streamed on Spotify. Believe it or not, we got some music up on Spotify. Hooray, we're getting more up there soon. We're working on a recording right now, in fact. I'm going in next Wednesday to track some more vocals and finish that up. We're going to mix it and get it out there to all of you very shortly. All right, our next song is called Motel Jack. I know two guys who play guitar, banjo, Garrett, Motel Jack. I know two guys who play guitar, banjo, Garrett, Motel Jack. Two guys who play guitar, banjo, Garrett, Motel Jack. Two guys who play guitar, banjo, Garrett, Motel Jack. Banjo, Garrett, Motel Jack. Banjo, Garrett, Motel Jack. Garrett shoves his tongue down my throat. Motel Jack helped me put on my coat. Banjo, Garrett criticized my friend. Motel Jack was dear to the end. Banjo Gary never heard what I said. Motel Jack rocked a king-size bed. Banjo Gary wanted unsafe sex. Motel Jack was deeply complex. What's the name? Got to we saved the most energizing, uplifting song in the set for last. This one is called Base Case Scenario. And we would like to thank again WMFO for having us. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Rock and roll party, base case scenario. Playing bass and the whole thing started. Bass, bass scenario. Getting sick of the crowd kept silent. Bass, bass scenario. I look around and see people smiling. Bass, bass scenario. I find out the ghosts on roll. They don't teach this back at school. If you want to keep your people, get your bass, bass scenario. Bass, bass scenario. Hanging out in the crowd to school by. Bass, bass scenario. Hit the phone with the love with the sound guy. Bass, bass scenario. Something's flowing from every direction. Bass, bass scenario. Something special to keep a connection. Bass, bass scenario. I find out the notes unroll. They don't take this back at school. If you want to keep your people, get your bass, bass scenario. Bass, bass scenario. Guitar solo. We'll
for you and after space. What's coming next? Love. Revolution, base, base scenario. My head's cool, my heart's on fire. Base, base scenario. I manifest my soul desire. Base, base scenario. I find out the ghosts are low. They don't take the back at school. Still I'd be forever cool. Won't let your base, base scenario.
So much. We are Ski Bunny. Keep an eye out for a Ski Bunny coming to a town near you, Medford.
Ski Bunny.
Hello, we are Ski Bunny.
Welcome back to on the show on the town with Mikey D.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been quite
time. I'm not hearing that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been quite some time. Hello. Check one, two. Hello. Hello. Yeah, we've been, we came
try
here.
Try this one.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, check.
Try this one.
Hello.
Okay, much better, yeah.
Yeah. So we came on the show back in 2017 in December, and the band was not of this current configuration. So we are happy to be here in our current configuration as Ski Bunny. So yeah, it was great being here before, and it's great coming back. We're happy to be here.
Yes, that sounded great.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I was just commenting that playing in a radio station is harder somehow than playing at a club. Maybe because there's not the energy coming back at you.
Not as many hecklers.
Not as many hecklers. I like hecklers actually, but so they feed me. They fuel me on. So, but we didn't have any of those. Yeah, in the studio, it's just sort of. An interesting experience. I'm always happy for the new musical experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get to listen to it later.
Yeah, we can check it out later, for sure, yeah. And in all of the wonderful mistakes that we made, but all of the fun that we had, more importantly, the fun that we had.
Well, you're the ones that only notice. You're the only ones that notice the mistakes. We don't know that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, so there were no mistakes. We did it perfectly. We did the set just flawlessly that time. I'm not sure how we were blessed by the heavens, I think, right from the get-go. Yeah, with a perfect set. So thank you for having us on your show. Thanks for interviewing us here.
Sure. So what's coming in the down the pike for Ski Bunny?
Ski Bunny has a recording. We have one we're releasing sort of piecemeal, and that has a couple. We have two songs right now on Spotify. One is Hormonal Changes, the other is River, and we have more from the first recording, and we're just finishing up another recording. So there'll be a bunch more songs going up there soon. The second recording is called Greatest Tits. And it includes our hit songs from our gigs out. We've kind of learned what people most gravitate toward. So if you know the band, it's Titties on Facebook, Motel Jack is on that, and a few more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So that's coming out. And then we also have some exciting gigs coming very shortly down the pike. We're playing May 12th in a secret location, as I mentioned. And then we're playing, I probably shouldn't mention that on the radio at all. Why did I do that? That's okay. I didn't ever give away the address.
We're not going to disclose the secret location.
I know. It's just I don't know the protocol around these things. I want to promote, but then again, I don't want to over-promote. And then the next show we have after that is in Providence. It's in Pawtucket, actually, in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. We're playing News Cafe with a couple of bands from out of town. We have Big Gorgeous on that bill and the Nasty Boys. So you can bet that Ski Bunny is going to be having some serious shenanigans going on that night in that company. And Corinne Southern in the Constellations is also on that bill. So there's going to be some definitely going to be some major acting out going on on and off stage probably at that show. Yeah. And then after that we have a show on June 7th at dusk, which is also in Rhode Island. It's in Providence, Rhode Island. And that one we're not sure who else is on the bill yet, but we're looking forward to that one as well. We love playing that venue very much. And then in June we're playing in New York City in June 16th in Brooklyn at Freddy's. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, so they got some things lined up, and we're looking for more gigs. We're always looking for more gigs, just putting the feelers out there nonstop, so more will be revealed. Yeah. What else we got going on? This is the one mic. If you want to say hello, Norm, would you like to say hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, this is Norm. I think we're just passing the mic around for fun.
Norm looks a lot different than he did on that Cheers TV show.
So I've heard.
I think this guy's an imposter.
This is not a joke I've heard before. So, Neen, do you have any original jokes you'd like to tell?
I do. Okay. I have a joke. Yeah.
Please, Tracy.
I have a joke. My influences.
Our jokes?
It's a band joke. So the band gets the joke already. Mm-hmm. So my influences are, you know, sometimes when you're on the radio, people ask you what your influences are. So I'll ask myself, mm-hmm. what are my influences? Let me think about that. So I wrote some down. And I have Prince, the song Insatiable. I'm always striving for some good funky grooves and then one of my major influences, Jaco Pastorius. Always been a huge fan and I've always been interested in his, especially in his solos and trying to mimic those someday. So that's been a project. He's one of my all-time favorite jazz musicians.
One of my friends played basketball with him once.
Oh, really?
In Boston.
Wow, yeah. Legend. Wow.
Yeah.
Wild, yeah. Was he a nice guy?
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
Cool, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, no, I worship the guy. No, I do, really. I do. I know, And then my other influences, the one you might all expect, Joan Jett, of course, is on that list.
Extremely cool.
Yeah. And then there's more. I have influences from Neen. Because Neen doesn't have a mic. Do you want to come over and say your influence? She's all set. Okay. So we have David Gilmour is an influence of Neen. Jerry Cantrell, cool. Who you can certainly hear on the refrigerator solo. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Jerry Cantrell, if you're out there, Neen is influenced by you.
And now he knows.
Now he knows. And Prince is also on Neen's list. So there we go. That's what we're bringing to the table. And Norm, would you like to share your influences, Norm?
My influences?
Your influences are right there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I will.
Yeah.
I said Dave Grohl, but maybe we've got to go back to early Nirvana, Dave Grohl. Early Dave Grohl Nirvana.
Early Dave Grohl Nirvana for that.
And some early Foo Fighters, like when he did that album by himself. Mm. Love Simon Phillips. Wish I could play ambidextrously, two-handed. Sort of, but I cannot. And Steve Smith of Journey and other such high-end drumming requirements. I'd say those are my influences.
Cool. Yeah. So that was, I can ask myself more questions unless
sure,
you have
yeah.
some questions. I have some more questions. So I have a ghost story, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is
ghosts
really,
are cool.
Really creepy, but in a good way. Yeah, so I rehearse in these music studios in Charlestown that are slated to be potentially closed.
There's a big brouhaha about that. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, yeah, I love that space so much. So I play a lot in that space, and I conjure spirits when I do so. I conjure, you know, I write songs about people, and I conjure those people into the room with the songs, and I'm always listening for audible signals from the spirits and all that kind of stuff, usual kind of stuff. That you do in a practice space. But so I've always had a sense that something was up with that building. So I'm there late at night sometimes, and I'm walking out, and I was in the elevator bank, and I heard music, but the bands were all gone. It was like the radio was playing somewhere in the storage unit area. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, there's a construction worker there. I thought that maybe they were still finishing up. Didn't think too much of it. Thought it was weird. It was like, what was that song? It was Todd Rundgren, that song, In My Eyes. In my eyes.
I saw the light.
What's that?
It's called I Saw the Light.
I Saw the Light, yeah. So it was that song. I almost said the F word, but I stopped myself, yeah. It was that song, right? And so then the next night, a couple nights later, I'm going through again, and I hear it again. I'm like, okay, is somebody in there? And I keep hearing this music, and the last time I heard it was on two floors. Both floors were playing the radio. And so then, right, and I know something's up, because the construction's done. The bands went home. The office is closed 7 hours ago. It's midnight. I'm alone in the building, and there's a radio playing somewhere. And it's playing like the 70s smooth pop kind of stuff, like that Sun in My Eyes song. And so tonight, and I'm writing a story about this, so it's very present in my mind. I'm thinking about these spirits a lot. I'm standing outside the studio, just getting ready to leave, and I'm just hanging out there, and I'm hearing Todd Rundgren being played by one of the bands in the rehearsal spaces.
They must have been listening to the building.
The building must have been listening to them, or they must have been listening to the building.
Yeah, it could be either way, yeah.
I know. So the building has, what we're basically admitting here is the building has some kind of sentient kind of presence. And that's what, I'm going to explore that further. I'm going to, you know, put a mask on my face and go explore those frickin' studios maybe in the middle of the night.
You can interview the building on like a tape.
I would, yeah. I would like to do that. I'd like to know more. I'd like to know what's going on. I sort of figured out as I'm writing the story, more is revealed to me in real life. So then I write it down and then the next thing comes and happens. So, I mean, I have an idea for how the story would go. We'll see what happens. I mean, I feel like I might end up talking to like the ghost of me. You know, you ever, like, can you imagine like talking to your own ghost? I think about this. I do. I wonder what that would be like. Like, are you from the past? Are you from the present? Are you really this me? Are you a different me?
I think when phones go like 6G, then you'll be able to do that.
Oh, I think so. You'd be able to call up, like, out, maybe reach alien zone and talk to some
ghosts. Yeah, and it'll microwave, like, your brain.
Yeah. It's worth it, though, getting to talk to those spirits. And then you'll, like, be meeting them on their level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your brain's fried, and it just brings you closer to the spirits. So, anyway, that was my ghost story for the evening. Yeah, it's a work in progress. More definitely will be revealed because I'm not going to let this one go. I got to find out who's playing that radio. You know, there's nobody in there. It's a disembodied radio playing Todd Rundgren at 1 a.m. in the middle of an abandoned building. Like, who the hell? What the heck? Did I slip? Did I pop out any cusswords?
No, we don't get that many ghost stories, so this is cool.
Oh, cool, yeah. And then what else? I was looking at my to-do list for more interview topics, and I found some. I just got my tax refund.
Yeah.
Thrilling moment, yeah. Because I already spent double the money on a freaking pedal, a heckin' pedal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have a
pedal. Pedals are cool.
Pedals are
really
cool.
They're getting expensive now.
So expensive. This pedal was, and they talked me up too. I was gonna buy this, the version 2 has come out. It's a Walrus Luminary octave pedal. I'm gonna use it on bass and guitar, and it came out in a version 2 recently, so I found a version 1 brand new online for like $229. I'm like, oh great, okay, I get a brand new pedal. It's the one I want. It's not version 2, who cares? So I ordered it, and then the guy calls me up, because I put my number in there, and he calls me up, and he's like, oh, I'm really sorry, we just ran out of that pedal. The guy, there was some other listing I didn't know about. He's like, would you take a used version 2? And I'm like, yeah, how much is it? And then I ended up paying him another $40. I'm getting the used version 2, but like, that's just, it seemed like a little bit of a scam, you know, to talk me up, like upsell me.
Yeah,
after I was done, I'm like, that's another $40. So it was like, with the tax, it was like $284, you know, for a pedal. But
yeah, ghosts don't do that. They don't need scam you for money. They don't need
money. Oh, they don't scam you for money, yeah. No, they scam you for your soul, though.
Whatever. What else are you going to do with it?
That's just a cheap commodity on the intergalactic market anyway. Souls. I'm also going to be starting to be busking. I'm going to do some busking here in Davis Square, my plan. The octave pedal is part of that plan.
Mm-hmm.
So very excited. That's going to be arriving hopefully tomorrow. I'm going to get the gear out there. We're going to get the rig going, set it up right in the middle of Davis Square and sing some of these raunchy tunes. See how they go over with the stroller crowd and the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I'm going to do it in, hopefully, Yeah, hopefully I'll make some money. I'm looking for, like, kind of supplement my income.
Be a couple million.
The street.
Enough for a new pedal.
Enough for a new pedal. I'll have to pay for the pedal I already bought, and I have to pay for the... probably a bass amp that I'm going to buy that would go on the street, like a battery-powered bass amp. So mm-hmm. it's non-stop, this, like, gear collection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of us do that.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's, like... doesn't stop. You get one thing and then you need the other thing to make that thing perfect, and then you get that thing and you need like one more thing to get that to be perfect, and it doesn't stop, yeah, until you're broke. Yeah, and then on my list I also I just was in Berlin briefly.
Berlin, Connecticut, or Berlin, Germany?
Berlin, Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can believe that. I went to Berlin for 2 weeks. I brought my bass with me.
Mm-hmm.
Spent a couple weeks playing the open mics out there in Berlin.
Cool.
I stole a sweater. I found a sweater, but I checked out a lot of different open mics. Yeah, I saw some American run, some Canadian run, some German run open mics, and they were all kind of different, had different characteristics. The German ones were great because everything was in German, and so it forced me to use my German, and just like very, the German ones were more sort of even more formal, in a way. Like they at the open mics in Berlin, at least they set up rows of chairs in front of the stage, and mm-hmm. it's so sweet, it's precious. Excuse me, and the audience sits quietly and folds their hands in a figurative way, and like listens to who's performing on stage. It's like a revelation as a performer to have like a quiet, seated, attentive audience.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, it just so satisfying. And that was universal in at the open mics. And they were also extremely crowded with just fans. You know, a lot of the open mics that you hit will have all the other musicians kind of hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
But this was full, standing room only, with just people interested in hearing the music that was going to be played that night. And then all the, you know, sort of the international nature of the different musicians that came in, it was all from all over the world, just all kinds of music being played. And so it was just a really great way to be introduced to the city, and which means that I have to go back.
Because mm-hmm.
it was just an introduction, as the main story is yet to come. So,
yeah, maybe you can develop a fan base there.
Yeah, we put stickers all over town. So
that's how you do it. Yeah,
yeah, that's how you start. That's where it starts. Get that name out there, that logo out there. But yeah, it's. I don't know what the band scene is like in Berlin, because I only explored the one open mic scene. And I think there's a lot of scenes in Germany, in mm-hmm. Berlin. There's a lot of different, and I don't know what's going on with the band scene, like the punk rock band scene. I didn't explore it, so I have to go back and that's on my to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
Go see what's going on with
yeah
the
I always like to check out like band scenes, and if I'm traveling
yeah
somewhere, and you get surprised sometimes. Like I remember I was in like Savannah, Georgia, and there was like this punk rock scene there, and wow,
awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah. And then Berlin. Yeah, so I'll be going back there. I'm gonna save some money busking. What else we got there? So I play a lot in Rhode Island. I don't know if people in Massachusetts like to travel to Rhode Island, but there's a lot of fun to be had down there. I will just be a witness to that. I will testify as to that fact. There's a thriving music scene in Providence, and I think it's great. It's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's kind of in Rhode Island. COVID was sort of, at most times, didn't have the same impact on socializing as it did in mm-hmm. Massachusetts, if that's a way to say it. I'm not sure, but I spend a lot of time down there, and I noticed, you know, Massachusetts was still very slowly coming out of the house after 2020 mm-hmm. and the big shutdown and lockdown, and Rhode Island was out
mm-hmm.
for part of that, and when it was like, as soon as like you know, the restaurants opened up again. They were open, up and running, and bars were having shows, and it was like, it was crazy on the one hand. We were still in the pandemic, but at the same time, it was like, I really like that spirit of them. It's like a recklessness that I relate to.
Mm-hmm.
As a former, well, I mean, I'm still a ski bunny because I'm the we're the band Ski Bunny. So, mm-hmm. But as a ski bunny, the recklessness really resonates with me. I really.
It's more rock and roll.
It is, yeah. It's sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Can I say that on the air? I can.
Yeah.
Sex. I can say sex. Okay. So yeah, if you're ever looking for a night out, there's a great open mic Wednesday nights at the Parlor in Providence that I go to quite often, and it's just a really nice, welcoming crowd, very appreciative crowd. They don't set up chairs at this one, but maybe we can get working on that and get the open mics to
And get like an attentive audience.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you get their attention, it's like an incredible thing, because in this, you know. In that open mic, for example, but when you do, it's extremely rewarding. So, and another difference is like audience participation, I think, is might be more of a thing here than in Germany. I think in Berlin, it wasn't. In shows I've done here, it's the audience will get up on stage if they, you know, if you call them up on stage or. Mm-hmm. They'll interact with you, they'll dance, and I sort of got a sense that the German audiences were more reserved, but I'm not sure if that's actually true, but I also went and was an audience member at an event in Germany that was absolutely stunning and mind-blowing to me. It's like an experimental music festival that was taking place in it was a federally funded project, and the music that they were playing was... I don't know if you call it classical. I don't know if you call it jazz. It was really out there. It was like this woman, there was a grand piano set up, and this woman came out and played the grand piano from everywhere except for the keys.
Mm-hmm.
She played it from underneath. She was plucking the strings.
The keys, those are bent on the keys. So, yeah.
Play the feet. Yeah, yeah. The keys are overrated, apparently, because this woman got like a whole concerto out on the rest of the instrument. And it was all like, it seemed like arrhythmic in a way. Like it was hard to find the count. Like it was really hard to follow.
Mm-hmm.
But they were following sheet music.
Mm-hmm.
They had a score.
Mm-hmm.
It was bizarre. And then after that, like two people came out and played this insane music together.
Mm-hmm.
And it made sense in a way, like in terms of like how it hit me as music. But it was just like, how are they doing that? Because I don't know how they could keep time in that kind of erratic, eclectic kind of playing.
They practice a ton.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. And so, but the audience, the thing I wanted to bring up was the audience was hushed, and this whole time, and it's very quiet music. Because playing the underside of a grand piano doesn't make a lot of noise. Not a peep. Not a cough. You know, forget like your cell phone going off. Like never.
Mm-hmm.
The audience was hushed, and one person started coughing immediately, like left the theater.
There was like a SWAT team came in and like hauled
them off. They Germans don't need the SWAT team; they do it to themselves.
Yeah,
they self control. Yeah, that was remarkable. That really was like very different from. I mean, in classical music, you know, in symphony concerts and stuff, people are very hushed, but this was like, you know, it wasn't that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just very impressive. And left me very thirsty for more as a performer.
Cool. So when are you going back?
I'm going back as soon as I save up enough money.
Oh, cool.
So whenever that is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
so
see.
Hopefully the busking will help.
I think the busking will help,
Pay for the pedal and then
pay for the pedal, then the amp,
yep.
And then the trip to Germany. Yeah. That's how it's going to work. Yeah, I am excited to go back. I want to explore. They have an artist visa there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go there for like longer periods of time as an artist, and you have to like go through this whole process that's incredibly long and takes a long time and stuff. But Berlin is the only city in Germany that has this particular type of visa. It's like a freelance visa only for artists.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super cool. And if it's there, like why not take advantage of it?
Mm-hmm.
If I could do that, why not do it?
Yeah.
So that's the goal, yeah, to get over there for a bit of time and just soak it all in.
You can become multi-continental.
We are multi-galactical at this point already, yeah. Alien Zone is not of this galaxy. Alien Zone is, yeah, far, far away. And that's where we're based.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks a lot, Ski Bunny.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be right back.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Do You Know What's Up from Zeke Martin and the Oracle, and now we're going to hear some Luxury Death Trap.
Some way to heaven, pray, 'cause the serpent's waiting. Pull me closer, I often don't want to wait. So far from heaven.
To close.